AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. For the first time since ascending to the top of the Democratic ticket, Vice President Kamala Harris has given a speech focused squarely on abortion rights. Ed Donahue has our report.
Harris blasted former President Donald Trump as a threat to women's freedoms and their very lives. In battleground state Georgia, Harris pointed out the state allows abortions in early pregnancy only if it's to save the mother's life.
A doctor, a health care provider, will only kick in to give the care that somebody needs if they're about to die?
She told the story of Amber Thurman, who decided to have an abortion when she became pregnant again. She waited for more than 20 hours at a hospital for a routine medical procedure.
But it was too late. She died of sepsis.
Harris says Thurman's future was all planned out.
She was a mother and a daughter and a sister, and that she was loved. And that she should be alive today.
Harris says Republicans would continue to choke off access to abortion if Donald Trump returns to the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Early in-person voting has begun in three states, Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota. Meantime, the Secret Service says communications breakdowns with local law enforcement hampered its performance ahead of the July assassination attempt on former President Trump at a Pennsylvania rally. Acting Director Ronald Rowe.
We're at a pivotal moment in the history of the Secret Service. And at a pivotal moment in the history of our country. And I've directed that the Secret Service embark on a significant paradigm shift that will redefine how we conduct protective operations.
Lebanese health officials say an Israeli airstrike on a densely populated Beirut neighborhood today killed at least 14. Israel's military says a Hezbollah commander and 10 operatives were among them. Meantime, human rights advocates are calling for an independent investigation into the deadly explosions of pagers and walkie-talkies in Lebanon and Syria this week, amid suggestions they violated international law. This is AP News. Baseball history last night. Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani became the first major leaguer to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season in a 20-4 blowout of Miami that clinched a postseason berth for LA. Jennifer King has a recap.
Ohtani finished 6-for-6 with 10 RBIs, 51 stolen bases, and 51 home runs. Ohtani said he was glad he performed well. To be honest, he says, I'm the one probably most surprised. I have no idea where this came from. Ohtani doubled to lead off the game and then swiped third to get 50 steals. He stole his 51st base in the second inning, homered in the sixth off reliever George Soriano and put the Dodgers ahead 9-3. His historic 50th homer came in the seventh inning. His 51st homer in the ninth was a 440-foot three-run blast. In the locker room, manager Dave Roberts led the team in a champagne toast.
He has done something that's never been done in this game.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.